There's more and more places where you can order your coffee or your breakfast or any number of things ahead of time and pick them up using a phone app. But it's not always handy when you're driving. That's why there is a new innovation where you can do the same thing through your car. Chevy has launched Marketplace, a way for drivers to order and pay for things like morning coffee with a simple tap on the dashboard. It's pretty interesting. Joining us right now to tell us more about that, Senior Manager of Online Commerce, General Motors, Rick Ruskin. Rick, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell us a little bit about how this all works.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so we're here live at the Chicago Auto Show with Chevy and showcasing Marketplace, which is really a first of its kind commerce platform, as you mentioned, built right into the infotainment system on your dashboard, and it allows our connected drivers to have relationships with merchants and brands that they love, that they use. So, you know, everything from ordering your morning coffee at Dunkin' Donuts to reserving parking, reserving hotels, and even reserving a table at TGI Fridays.
You know, there was a time when you'd hear that and say, well, who's going to want that? Who wants to do that? That's the kind of technology that we're using on our smartphones on a regular basis, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And look, we're really trying to address that. I mean, to the extent that you think about people using their phones in their vehicles and distracted driving, what we've done is building from the ground up. We've created a system that's as simple as, you know, like changing the radio station in your car, that brings people the value of that connection that they have with the merchants, makes them more productive in the, you know, on average 46 minutes a day that most of us spend in our car, according to AAA. And we're thinking about safety. We want people to get those phones out of their hands. And so by putting it on the dashboard in a way that's, you know, more secure, we're very much addressing that.
You've got a pretty impressive lineup of partners in this already, just to start. I mean, you've got, what, 6-7 different retailers that have joined you on this?
Yeah, you know, we jumped in looking at what were the most drive-relevant categories. So you think about fuel, you think about food, parking. So from a fuel standpoint, we've got Shell and ExxonMobil. From food, actually at this show, we're announcing our integration with McDonald's, but we have Dunkin' Donuts, IHOP, Applebee's, Wingstop. Starbucks has announced that they're going to join us, and then you move into things like Priceline, an aggregator for hotels, Parkopedia, an aggregator for parking. And yeah, it really becomes a great ecosystem for our drivers.
You mentioned, Rick, that you're unveiling this at the Chicago Auto Show, which is going on now. When will this be standard fare in vehicles, and which vehicles are you going to have this in to start?
Yeah, well, you know what? So we actually have already rolled this out, which is terrific. We're using the auto shows to showcase and feature some of the new relationships, like the one that I mentioned with McDonald's. So it's in cars today. When we first rolled it out, it was going into close to 2 million of our vehicles across Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. And it ranges sort of what I would call the mid to higher end infotainment or radio system. So, you know, it's in what I would say is the majority of the vehicles that you'll find coming out of General Motors.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for explaining it to us, and we'll be looking for that in our showroom soon.
Terrific. Thanks,
all right,
Paul.
Take care, Rick. Bye-bye.